This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continued to pound targets in southern Gaza Strip and ordered more neighborhoods designated for attack to evacuate, even as the United States urges it to do more to protect civilians there. Gaza's health ministry reports more than 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed Friday, following a week-long truce with the territory's ruling Hamas group. Meanwhile, at a news briefing in Tel Aviv, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's senior advisor, Mark Regev, said Israel is making maximum effort to safeguard civilians in Gaza. Regev also said Israel is considering the possibility of future security buffer zones that stop Palestinians in the Gaza Strip from having direct access to the border with Israel in an effort to prevent future attacks.
And that's why our efforts have been so extensive, from leafleting to phone calls to broadcasts on radio and television. And today, as you know, we have further been urging civilians in areas where we know there will be heavy combat to leave those areas.
Meanwhile, they continue to trade blame as to who is responsible for the truce ending.
I know that people die on these boats at sea. I know that any blocking of safe and dignified.
The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said in a statement that a boat with 150 Rohingya on board landed in western Indonesia Saturday morning. Three UNHCR reports brings a total number to 3,722. This is VOA News. French police arrested a man who targeted a passerby in Paris on Saturday night, killing a German tourist with a knife and injuring two others, according to France's Interior Ministry. They subdued the man, a 25-year-old French citizen who had spent 4 years in prison for planning a violent offense. After his arrest, he expressed anguish about Muslims dying, notably in Afghanistan and the Palestinian territories, and claimed that France was an accomplice. Russian police have raided gay bars in Moscow after the country's Supreme Court labeled the LGBTQ movement as an extremist organization.
48 hours after Russia's Supreme Court banned what it called the global LGBTQ plus movement as an extremist organization, Russian forces raided gay clubs and bars throughout the capital. According to local media, police searched venues that included a nightclub, a male sauna, and a bar that hosted LGBTQ plus parties under the pretext of a drug raid. Eyewitnesses told journalists that clubgoers' documents were checked and photographed by the security services. They also said that managers had been able to warn patrons before police arrived. I'm Karen Chamas.
A powerful earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 struck Saturday off the southern Philippine coast, prompting many villagers to flee their homes in panic around midnight after Philippine authorities issued a tsunami warning. That quake struck at the depth of 32 kilometers, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There were no immediate reports of major damage or casualties. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry Saturday urged companies and communities to take action to mitigate the worst consequences of the climate crisis. In his address to the Business and Philanthropy Forum, a sideline event of the COP28 Leaders Summit in Dubai, Kerry said he is certain that countries will take action to adopt low carbon or no carbon policies.
What I'm not certain of, and what I don't think anybody can be certain of, is that we are going to get there in time to do what the scientists told us in the 2018 report that we need to do, which is make the decisions now and implement them. This was 5 years ago. They said you have 12 years left within which to put in place the decisions that will avoid the worst consequences of the climate crisis.
20th Annual UN Conference of the Parties, or COP28, in the oil-rich United Arab Emirates, featured about 150 presidents, prime ministers, royals, and other leaders who are presenting their plans to cut heat-trapping emissions and mostly seek unity with other nations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.